Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk Radio. We are three astrologers who get together on the phone each week, talk about what's going on in the sky and how that's reflected in the life around us. I'm Mark Waltz, speaking from New York City, and I'm joined by Heather.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, where it's been thunderstorming.
Good, Ann Hartley is our third person, and she will probably be calling in later. Okay.
Wonderful. It's quite a week we've got coming up, as Mercury in its shadow getting ready to turn retrograde, but Mercury enters Leo as we speak, and Mars enters Leo on July 1st, and then we have a solar eclipse on July 2nd. Not felt here, but we do have one coming. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Mercury and Mars heading into Leo together?
I think actually it's probably good timing. I like the boldness of Leo. It helps for Mars. Mars has been in Cancer, of course, and it's bold in some ways, but not bold in other ways. Cancer and Leo is just
defensive rather than bold. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And Mercury will just go along with Mars.
And we do have to watch out with those ego issues with ourselves to notice if we get on our high horse, what are we really upset about? Is it a pride issue? But it also is wonderful for storytelling. And
it is. It's
feeling
like
more
telling
outgoing.
Stories around the campfire. Like telling stories around the campfire.
It'll be this weekend in New York. You'll have Mercury in Leo with the Gemini moon for Pride Weekend, which should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, should be a lot of pride.
Tell you stories around the dinner table, you know, when relatives get a little difficult and people get, because Leo is a fixed sign, so people can get stuck in their opinions. But if we can keep them talking, if you can deflect them by saying, tell me about when, or what would you do if, and let them tell their stories, and watch the energy shift and an opening created for a connection.
That's a good strategy.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes. I expect a lot more. It's interesting that Mercury went into Leo just in time for the Democratic debates tonight. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah.
And with Mercury in Leo conjunct Mars, I have a feeling that our Twitterer in chief will be doing a lot of Twittering over the next week.
Yeah, he'll probably have something to say about everybody.
And anybody who tends to kind of spout off without thinking can choose to do even more of that with these aspects.
Yeah.
And Mercury retrogrades, goes past this point, then retrogrades back to conjunct Mars. So any debate that gets started today will continue once Mercury turns retrograde. So about the 9th, I believe, it turns retrograde on the 7th. So about the 9th of July, it'll conjunct Mars again, and then it'll retrograde back into Cancer, and then turn forward and go conjunct Mars for the third time. So we're going to have some interesting ongoing debates all summer. I think it's going to be politically loaded, you know. And one of the things I've been watching is that Mercury-Mars conjunction in Cancer opposed Saturn and Pluto, because Cancer is so protective and so maternal, and Cancer and Capricorn can be so paternal. that the debates around the children in detention centers feels very much a national debate over what should a parent do and what should we as a parent country do.
Mm-hmm.
It's been intense. And Mars squares Uranus the week after this one. And so we feel that tension growing. That
right.
can be exciting to help us move forward, but can also be a little on the heavy on the revolution.
Yeah, it's very often an impulsive action. And
mm-hmm.
our impulses are not always best to throw out there. It's good to acknowledge them, but don't
mm-hmm.
act too fast.
And we have an eclipse. It's not conjunct our chart, but it is conjunct. It's at 10 degrees of Cancer, the new moon solar eclipse at 10 Cancer coming up. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the last major eclipse we had in America, you know, I was saying last week, it bisected America. It was seen, it was the peak of it was most visible right as an arch right across the middle of America from east to west. And then the peak of it, if you drew a line north and south, that bisected the country too. And our country's been feeling very divided since that eclipse. So maybe this will shift that energy, but it's still at 10 degrees of Cancer, the sun and moon conjunct. And how do you see, how do you feel about eclipses? How do you think people should work with it if they've got anything near a 10-degree cardinal sign in their chart?
Yeah, anyone that these degrees affect the natal chart should look at it as an opportunity. It's an opportunity
mm-hmm.
to go through a portal. There's it's like stepping under an archway, and there's the before and the after. So things are not the same on the other side of the doorway. And allow yourself to go through. Realize that it's a step you need to take. And let go of whatever doesn't go with you through the door. And realize that there will be new things on the other side. So don't try to drag everything with you.
I think that's a good way of talking about it. And notice if there is something in your chart, and if it isn't hitting right on your chart, you may feel it reflected in the people around you rather than an event in your life, where you have to, something needs to shift. It's like tectonic plates, that if there's no tension between the tectonic plates, it's not a big earthquake. If there's a lot of tension because a change has been resisted, then sometimes it can really shift suddenly. But, you know, so it precipitates that which is ready to happen. But it keep our eyes on self-care and responsibility to others around this coming new moon solar eclipse coming up.
July 2.
And it will be, it's at 1:16 p.m. in Mountain Time, which is 3:16 p.m. East Coast.
Yep.
And 12:16 if you're on the West Coast. So should we give a...
And I believe it's visible in...
Check in on the callers.
Okay.
Got a couple of people on the line tonight. Do you have any more comments that you'd like to make about the week?
No, I think that's the main thing, is the Mercury Mars and then this eclipse. Mm-hmm.
And if they're out there and you want to call in guests, it's 347-215-8881. And so, hello, area codes 818, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Oh, yay, I got on.
Okay.
I'm solar return, June 29th.
Okay.
1967.
1967, time?
at 3:15 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego, California.
And you would ask about your solar return, is that correct?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. And the eclipse is luckily not too close to your chart. You are a Cancer moon in Aries. And do you know your chart somewhat, Natalie?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. So I won't go into too much. I won't bother with too much. But I always like to take a look at a solar return. If it doesn't say the same things in the transits and progressions, we don't see as much. So it's always, for me, it's important to look at those first. And it's
okay.
Interesting that your progressed Mercury is around the same degree as your Venus, natal Venus. Pluto is going back and forth this year opposing your natal Mercury, and you've already experienced that once, and you'll be feeling it. It's forming a T-square to your Mars and to your Mercury. So it looks like you've got a lot of decisions to make this year and have had to, you're like standing at the crossroads, letting go of one thing and stepping into another. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Overwhelming. Yeah. And, you know, is there any particular question that you have around that you'd like us to address?
No, I didn't have a particular one. I just kind of wanted to see a general direction, and you kind of hit on where I'm at and where I expect to be in the near future. I kind of feel like I'm in a place of making decisions for that'll take place like 3 to 5 years from now. But
yep.
Right now,
yep,
I have
yep.
to like lay the groundwork for it, kind of thing.
That looks correct. And can you tell me where are you going to be on your birthday?
In Los Angeles, California.
In Los Angeles. Okay, great. So we have on the solar return, hold on, I'm just having to do this. It does look like, Mark, would you have any advice on her natal chart before I kick into gear on this one?
Mainly, you really want to work on pulling together the things that you already know.
Okay. Makes sense.
And that you're, in your solar return.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And you have on your solar return, the moon is going to be in Taurus, which where it loves to be. So there's a lot of deep, rich, inner emotional work that's going to be cooking this year that's as a product of the hard work that you've been doing internally, balancing your needs and other people's needs and power over the last year. And there's your Venus is rising at the moment of your solar return. And you know, there's something about changing your nature and understanding of yourself as a woman and adapting that your creative self and adapting your, you know, the power of the empowerment of your Venus in a good way, that you're stepping forward with that. And even though there's still a lot of these major shifts and changes that are working at the very deep level, even though those are still tense and still slowly moving and shifting gears so that the course of the trajectory of your life shifts where you need it to shift, and there's old karmic entanglements that are clearing up. At the same time, you may be feeling more charming, more comfortable in yourself, more powerful as a woman, and less stuck on the other people's authority or power than you have in the past. So that's a pretty good year coming up.
That sounds like it. Thank you so much. Yeah, everything's been
certainly.
Like, it's just been so overwhelming that, like, I don't even know what to think anymore because I
Oh, absolutely.
Just,
It's letting go of the form with the aspects that you're going through, all those Pluto transits. You're letting go of a form that was. You're doing what you know how to do, as Mark said, but the forms will be different. So it's not going to take you, say, what you've done doesn't matter. What matters is what you've learned, how to do, what to do, and now the point of where to put your energy is shifting. But you already know how to do it.
Yeah, but shifting the form is really more challenging than it sounds when you're my age.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no, I don't mean to underplay that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's huge.
No, that's a big job.
No.
Big job. But keep doing it.
Thank you both
kind
so
like,
much.
Like, it's like working with clay.
Okay.
Just keep molding it in different ways.
Yeah, wet clay. I'll just think of it like wet clay. That didn't work.
Right.
I'm just going to...
Keep thinking about the essence of where you want this train to head. So, you know, I describe that as your lighthouse, so that you can make the little decisions between here and there, and you don't know what the form is, but you know where you're headed. And so you want to hold on to that far position, like where would you like to be in 10 years? Do you need to turn right or left out of your driveway to get there? You know, just like the simple actions here, but they're taken in terms of a long-range goal that can change shape, but it's something at core to your soul in the process that will help you turn this ship in the direction that's really, that's where your soul is evolving.
Okay. Thank you, guys. That was a really nice birthday gift.
Happy birthday.
Great. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And... Hello, 631. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
How can we help you? I know you've been dealing for the remember the audience doesn't know you, so you've been going through some major health challenges.
Yes.
And what's your question today? And how can we help you?
Okay, just a quick question about me. Is this health transit over? I'm having an extremely hard recovery, harder than the first surgery.
Even though this surgery was easier, is that correct?
Yes. But it's a very, very hard recovery. I even ended up back in the hospital a few nights ago.
Are you having swellings or... Clots?
Yes, a lump is on my groin.
And did they find out what that lump is? I mean, because they went in there to go up to your brain. Is that correct?
In the surgery.
That was the entry site.
Yeah, the groin.
Right, and what is the the good news is your progress sun is pulling farther and farther away from Pluto, which looks better and better.
Okay.
The other your progressed moon in Cancer is coming to conjunct your sun, which can help it heal and help you over the next few months heal. But your natal Mercury is at 2 degrees of Leo, and Mars is sitting right on your natal Mercury in your house of health. So it's going to feel really scary, but it won't be as scary as it feels. But inflammation is like anything you can do to lower the inflammation in your body. When you've got Mars in Leo, it's very prone to being inflamed, and you've got Mars in Leo natally, so Mars in Leo going through your house of health, you need to give yourself lots of positive attention, and you need to, you know, consider writing down your story about this for other people who might go through this. And know just reducing inflammation in general is really important.
Now,
Mark,
would
do you have
that
any
also
advice?
Give you GERD? Like acid reflux GERD?
Oh, yes.
Because I got that right before the surgery, and I can't eat.
It's extremely important. Are you listening to what their advice is on that?
Well, I made an appointment with the gastro.
Right. So,
you know, but see, especially
you might also
want getting...
to work with the, you might want to work with a naturopath on that, on helping lower your acid and lower your inflammation and increase the, like, overall health of your body.
Okay.
Yeah, look
okay.
at it, look at
that,
it as a whole package. Look at it as a whole package and don't micro-focus on what hurts today or where the swelling is, but try to absorb all good energy into the whole body.
Okay.
Okay.
But my main concern over myself at this point is my son, Chris. He went to the doctor yesterday. He came home like, why'd you go to the doctor? And he said, I didn't want to tell you, but I've been having very bad dizzy spells for a while. I'm like, what? Anyway, they're sending him to a neuro. They have to write a script for
that.
And then an MRI, which does not show an aneurysm. And they are highly hereditary. So I am more than myself. I'm a mess about him.
Right.
Because
remember,
so
with that lineup in Leo, you have to feed what you want. That it, you be very careful where you put your imagination. So try, you know, make sure he gets to the doctor, but feed with your imagination the image of him in health. Okay. I'm not asking you to pretend something isn't there. I want you to get all the information you can, but I want you to really feed this image of health with your imagination. Okay? Use your imagination, use your contacts to find more about what will help you feel healthy and what will him feel healthy.
Yeah, and
focus on the
health. Especially if you notice that you're anticipating something more negative or more fearful, just set that aside and replace it with a positive thought. Remember, too, that the body and the mind have a lot of redundancy. So when one thing is not working, there's usually another pathway that opens up. And concentrate on all the pathways opening.
I know, but if it is an aneurysm, you know, I couldn't handle that with him.
We would have to look at, you would have to handle it for him, but I don't see that being the issue.
Okay? All right. I mean, you could imagine as a mother, you know, you're just going through
terrifying.
This and then boom, your kid is hiding
terrifying.
This from you because he doesn't want to upset me. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Which is why you have to let him see how you're taking care of yourself. You need to model for him self-care.
Okay, but this helps.
You take care of yourself the way you want
started.
Him to take care of himself. Okay? You take care of yourself the way you want him to take care of yourself. Honey, you're in a health transit for a long time. So
I thought it was ending in May.
Better. It's much better than it was. The progressed sun is pulled away from Pluto, so that's the thing we were worried about. Your progressed Mercury is pulling away from Uranus. That's over, so the big shifts and changes are on the other side of it. You've got these localized inflammations. That's the Mercury and Mars in Leo going through your house of health. But they're small triggers compared to the big ones that you've already made it through and made it through safely. Though with scarily, but you made it.
But that was
okay.
the major transit you guys were talking about last year.
Those are the ones we worried about. Our past
and
their peak.
That's over.
They're on the other side of them. Yeah.
That's over. So now it's just like
yeah.
the little
now it's
bits
clean
and
up.
Bobs. I've just turned into a British person now. But bits and bobs, however they say it. You know, to deal with
and I'm
going to
say goodbye now because I think I've got somebody else on the line. If anybody, yes, I've got one more person on the line, I think. I don't, so we can keep on talking. But if somebody else hits one, they will raise their hand and we'll call on them for a client. So I can stay on with you as long as I got two more. I got to go.
Okay.
You take care
right.
and
thank
good luck
you, Heather.
With you.
Hey, thank you, Mark.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, Deb. Bye.
Bye. Hello, 516, you're on the air. How can I help you? Hello, area code 516? Wait.
Hi,
hello,
can you hear me?
Hello, area code 516. Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, great. I'm calling to see how this Mercury retrograde that's coming up is going to be affecting me in relation to my natal chart.
Okay, your birth information?
It's May 2nd, 1988, born at 5:05 p.m. in Los Angeles, California, but I currently live in Queens, New York.
Okay, we're going to work with your natal chart.
Mm-hmm.
And Taurus, Moon, and Scorpio, born right after the full moon. With
mm-hmm.
the sun, with a Libra rising.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of planets around 11, 12 degrees, just past where the eclipse is going to be. So I don't think the eclipse is going to hit right on you, but you may notice some changes this year.
Okay.
And
this year.
Feeling like you're waking up and letting go of some illusions that you had. So.
Yeah.
Don't worry about them. It's like good stuff that you know, but just keep it in mind that you have the possibility of unusual shifts coming up with the eclipse, because
uh-huh.
it's going to be opposing your Neptune, squaring your ascendant, sextiling your Sun and Jupiter, and trining your Pluto. So it's a lot of planets being rung off. And it can be very
mm-hmm.
helpful. It can be very energizing. But it will
mm-hmm.
definitely ask you to let go of illusions that you might have.
Okay.
So if you have no illusions, you won't feel it. But if you have any,
I think
if you're
shaking some of them, because I am
yeah.
transitioning into, I'm a pharmacist who's also doing the health coaching practice. And so I'm
mm-hmm.
trying to transition mm-hmm. more into that. And it's very, it's like in the early stages of it all. And so it's been good
mm-hmm.
and stuff has been picking up with clients and everything, but I just wonder if, like, with the eclipse or the Mercury retrograde, if it's going to, like, pull me back or if it's going to help propel this career path.
I think it's going to propel you forward, but when it's going to be right 2 degrees before your house of work. So it looks to me like you are, you know, that I wouldn't, are you still working your day job?
Yes.
Okay. Your progressed moon is in Capricorn, and it's going to conjunct Pluto in about 4 months. So I would not quit before those 4 months are up, but it
That's
may easily
perfect.
Soon. It looks like it's really going to be cooking in the fall.
Ah,
what
amazing.
What do you see, Mark?
Yeah. It looks like you'll be able to just pull yourself along pretty much as the thing develops. So you're going through a transition in qualifications for work?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm.
You're going through a transition with qualifications.
The qualifications.
Yes, we only have a few seconds left. So he's saying, are you working on qualifications, getting everything in a row? And that
yeah.
you may feel like
yeah.
you're thrust back into the old job in through Mercury retrograde, through July, and then
okay.
find your new work picks up more in September and October.
Fabulous. Thank you
and
so much.
And use this
exactly
extra time to go,
yeah.
like, what do I need to know? So good luck on that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you.
And have a good night. Bye.
Okay.
You too. Take care. And Mark, they've sent us off, so.
So we're signing off. Mark Waltz from New York City.
And Heather from
London,
Montana.
Montana. Good. All right. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.
Take care.
Bye now.